Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? It's your boy James Lopez, representing for the dopest of the dope dads out there, the Fatherhood is Lit community. Welcome to episode 37 of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, and thank you once again for keeping the movement moving during these crazy and unusual times. Many of you have hit me up asking how you can help us continue to do dope things for our group of dads, especially now while we're quarantined at home. I appreciate that, but y'all know how I roll. I always say they sell t-shirts, we help dads live their best life. But if you want to support the movement or that of a small business, shirts and even hats are available for purchase. It's through a good friend of mine named Dave Noodles, who does so much for our community with his own movement called Stereotype Co. He's my go-to guy for merch creation because I know his purpose is more than selling merchandise. He's here helping everybody and anybody that needs it. That's my type of person and company. So if you want a shirt, hit up the site. coolfordads.com/getfly. The site once again is cool, the number 4, dads.com/getfly. That's my own personal site with dope content, links to the podcast, links to events that we've done, everything. All the resources you need are there. Or you could hit up his site, the Stereotype Co. site, and that's at www.stereotypeco.com. Search for Fatherhood is Lit and you'll find all the stuff that we worked on together. Shirts don't keep our bills paid, and I'm proud of that, but they do show the world that we exist. So if you do cop one or cop a hat, let me know so I can personally shout you out online and offline. Oh, and I'll send you some stickers as a token of my appreciation. Matter of fact, anyone that wants to support and wants stickers, hit the review page for the podcast and drop some gems for us. Let the world know that we are the best. Give us a 5-star rating, screenshot it, and send it to me at james@coolfordads.com along with your address, and I got you. If email is not your thing, send it to me through DMs at Fatherhood is Lit. Talking about having your back, everybody is home now. This dad has been feeling the effects just like you, and it's been crazy. I have been working from home for the past 9 years as I built companies that mattered from home. But having the whole family here, whew, wow, it's just not easy. And that first week together had me growing way more grays than I would like. I wanted to hook y'all up with some stuff that has helped me throughout this ordeal. I hope some of these tips can actually help you. And remember, share some of those tips with me too. I need them. I'm not perfect. And this ordeal, we're going to need each other to get by. That's for sure. Let's call them dad hacks. And for the first hack, let's start with getting everyone dressed for the day. As fathers, we learned that we have to find different ways to motivate our kids. And to me, nothing gets them more motivated than getting them dressed for the day. I know it may sound ludicrous, but it's not. It's all a mental thing. It's so easy to get distracted at home. And if you are in your PJs, well, you might not take your time seriously. I know I don't. That's been my hack with my business, and now it's working with my kids. They get fully dressed in their school uniforms, and I even broke our own rule of no sneakers in the house. We don't wear our coats or book bags, but having on clothes gets us ready to seize the day. Try it. Let me know what you think. Hack number 2. Some rules, well, they don't apply now, and that's okay. As I mentioned earlier, my kids get fully dressed and even walk around the house in their sneakers now. That wasn't always the case. My kids were used to taking their sneakers off and knew that if they wore them inside, mom or dad was going to serve them. We had them shook. Not anymore. I want them feeling like they are going to school. The shoes stay on. They will Swiffer every single day, if we have to, until this is over. Screen time limits? Come on. Please, after 1 week, I learned that's dead. Once schoolwork is done, I let my kids rock out as much as they want on their devices as long as they aren't bothering us. Which they still do, of course. They don't know how not to bother us, even with the distractions. Judge me all you want, but trying to get things done while a 3-year-old begs to watch TV or play on his iPad is not something I want to deal with after a long, stressful, unusual day stuck at home. To be honest, I would rather have them reading or coloring. But we all know that that can only go for so long. The rules are broken. Make new ones and change those rules once we are operating like we used to. It's okay to break them and survive your way. My third hack is to realize that what you thought was your time, well, it isn't anymore. It's theirs. I tried to schedule meetings in between my kids' schoolwork, but it drove me crazy. I know you feel the same way. I would jump from a meeting to learning how to create a diamond poem to then helping my other son color, while my oldest would ask me questions about the slope of a line. Slope of a line? Like, I haven't done that since like 7th grade. And now I gotta redo it again when all I really care about is 2 plus 2. That's it. By the time I get back to my own stuff, I'm lost as to what I wanted to accomplish. Being focused is gone. Completely gone. I work on hours, not 15-minute sprints. And I felt it big time during the first week of homeschooling. My wife is a teacher, so while she's teaching other people's kids, I'm next to my kids helping them get shit done. There is no time for my stuff when they are around. And as much as it sucks to say that, I learned how to deal with it. Now I wake up early to get work done. I work on the weekends like a madman, or I simply wait until their schoolwork is done to put my head down and rock out. I'm sure I can squeeze a phone call in between, or a paragraph or a blog post, or even an email. But that's not how I operate. I need time. They need my time. They get what they need first. Their future depends on what they learn, not on the work I do. My time is their time until we can break the rules and distract them with their devices or loves. That's just the way it is, and it makes life so much easier when you actually realize that your time, you might have to put it to the side while you focus on their time. And that's okay. Hack number 4. Don't you ever forget that you need some time for yourself as well. As fathers, we throw everything to the side as we take care of our family. But who's going to take care of you? If you ever been on a plane, you always hear them say, in case of emergency, put on your breathing mask on first, then help your people. How hard is that? I know whenever my kids are in trouble, I'm doing whatever it takes to help them. But in this regard, they are right. Being home is stressful. Not being able to do the normal things you are used to doing is stressful. So it's a must we take care of ourselves. Every few hours, I take some time for myself. I don't do anything crazy. I throw on the Joe Button podcast, or I'll turn on the PlayStation and steal some cars in GTA, or I'll just simply sit there and do nothing, just scroll through my phone. I do the things that I like to do and let my kids run wild for a while. I know they will be okay. Kids always find a way to be okay, but not us. Take that time to recharge. Hit the car. Roll one up if you have to. Smoke a cigarette. Yo, have yourself a shot of liquor in your car if you need to. Lock yourself in a room. Throw on music or a podcast at ignorant sound levels. Whatever it is, you need to escape. Do it. I keep seeing dads escaping to the car. Is that the new bathroom since our kids follow us everywhere? Yo, it might be, and that's okay. Whatever it is that makes you happy, take the time to do it every single day. Because a broken dad can't help everyone or anyone. Stay healthy, especially mentally. Try a live event on Facebook, Zoom, Instagram, whatever. Those have helped me also. They actually make me feel like I'm interacting with others while I'm doing it through a screen. Once again, you gotta psych yourself out. Times are different right now. To some, working from home is normal. To others, it's not. Throw in the kids, spouse, or family, and things really get crazy. I know they have for me at least, but I also know how blessed I am to be here dealing with the craziness with my kids. Break the rules. Understand your time is their time. Carve out time for yourself and dress for the day every single day. Those little hacks might not help you completely, but at least one of them can make your day easier. Trust me, it has worked for me. And the way things are going, anything that helps is a blessing in disguise. Don't be afraid to try new things during rough times. We are superheroes. Now's our time to show it. They need us more than ever. Make your presence felt. We matter. Every day is a new day to prove to the world what we already know. Fatherhood is lit, and we're here to stay. Let's get it.